Big money wine. Oh man, we have got to invest in one of those.
Yeah, we exactly. You gotta get one of them sound buttons. We gotta get one
of the sound buttons. I gotta get a real mixer. So we're gonna talk about like your favorite bougie restaurants, restaurants that you thought were bougie when you were a kid. Maybe now you don't think of them the same way, but like everybody had this restaurant. We're like, yo, when we used to go here, we thought this shit was classy as a motherfucker. You know? And now we're like, ew.
What was I thinking?
Yeah. What was I thinking? I'm gonna tell you where we used to go. Oh man, on Sundays too, right at the church. Motherfucking Red Lobster. I'm gonna tell you something. Red Lobster at the church used to be the joint. My mama used to order us the flounder off the kids menu. I can still remember. Uh-huh. I used to get flounder. I used to get some French fries and an orange soda. I had my hard bottles on and my dress pants, my dress shirt. That was a good day. I had the fake tile. I take that thing off. We had to eat good.
Listen, man. I think that's I'll give you two. Like the one that was like, oh man, this ain't what I thought it was, and the one that was like, oh shit, that was the shit. Yeah. The one same as you, Red Lobster. That was the birthday. That was your birthday dinner. You go in there, them Cheddar Bay biscuits are still undefeated.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I don't give a damn. I could be at Capitol Grill, and if they bring, they're like, oh, we started selling Cheddar Bay biscuits. Bring me all of them.
Bring me
all of them. Exactly. And
ask you.
Oh yeah, yeah. Before I go, I need you to fill up my basket. So I can put it with whatever I got to eat, heat up the next day. And the one that was like, oh, that was special. It was this was it the Captain's Club? The gentleman, but it was this restaurant in Low Mississippi.
You just say Gentleman's Club.
You got to say Gentleman's Club.
I knew it wasn't that. Because I would have been like, man, this food is delicious. And it's some
prank. It was a prank. Ain't no eating food at the pink.
But now, it was the Capitol Club. But it was in Mississippi, and it was like in the tallest building in the city. You know what I'm talking about?
Thank you.
I was like, is it Capitol Club?
It was Capitol Club.
Yeah, because it was at the tallest building in Mississippi, overlooking the entire city. And I remember when my mom got her PhD, my grandfather, my grandmother, and my dad, you know, pretty much just my parents and me ate there. And I was like, yo, this is the fire. You can tell me I wasn't at a presidential dinner, man. That joint was fire.
I used to work there. And there were some things that that used to happen there that, you know, you don't get in a regular restaurant. Like, we actually used to make Bananas Foster's tableside.
Yeah.
And, you know, for those who are not in the know, Bananas Foster's is basically ice cream with fried bananas, and that's what it really is, and like sugar. It's like, and so, but the thing about it is, in order to make it, you put it in the skillet, you pour, you know, brandy in the skillet, and you put the bananas on there with a little brown sugar. And the thing about it is, you tilt the pan and it flambés. And so, you know, seeing some little black cats in there flambéing stuff, it made them white people feel some type of way. Yeah. And so, you know, at the Capitol Club, that's what you do. And they did other stuff like, you know, the silver teapots that you put coffee in. We used to have to make the coffee, pour them into those pots, take them out there, pour it up for people. They had the dessert cart. Not like a dessert table, a dessert cart. Where like we would actually push it out there, and it's got all seven cakes on it, and you take your choice of cake, and you get a nice little fork and plate and whatever. So yeah, it was high end.
Yeah, okay. And I remember, like I say, I was like, oh shit, because that was my first time actually being somewhere that had an actual cart, and they push that shit up, and I'm like, is it like, no, bro, this is just what it looks like. We'll bring the real one out. I was like, well, I'll be damned.
That sound real bourgeoisie and real exquisite. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all was doing it big.
Oh yeah, they had the white tablecloths. You know how you put the white tablecloth and you put the other tablecloth over it, and you know you put the Donald Trump drinking glass up there, you pour water in it, and that kind of stuff.
You know, similar to that. Here was the Cheesecake Factory. Cheesecake Factory was also like that, where that was like the spot, like especially in high school. Like for high school, you wasn't nothing if you didn't have your prom. You didn't take your prom date to the fucking Cheesecake Factory. You was nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like that was that baller shit. You pull up, and then South Park had a valet. They got a valet. You pull up, you get your car to the valet, you go to the Cheesecake Factory, you know what I'm saying, with that slippery ass floor. You thought you couldn't tell. You couldn't tell me. That was not luxury. And then the menu has something for everybody. The menu is like 47 pages long. It's something for everybody. I get a goddamn burrito or a pizza or some hamburgers. Anything. What you want? What you want? You hungry? It's on there.
Whatever you want, it is on. But I will say that's one of the things I do not like about it. It's like, pick some shit. Like, I can get a burger or a fish sandwich or like, hey, y'all, there's too much shit mixed up.
There's no way you're good at all those things. You cannot. There is no way you're good at making a burrito and Chinese food. Like that ain't God. What they say? God don't give with both hands.
That's true.
Hey, the funny thing is that like for me, it would probably be like something like Ruby Tuesdays or something. Cause you know, again, going back to Mississippi, ain't much, you don't do much. However, when I moved to Charlotte, I've taken my kids to places like McCormick's and Smith's. Mm-hmm. I've taken them to just a couple of different places in South Park, P.F. Chang's, all those kind of places. And so, like, that is an interesting question, and I may propose it to them to see if they actually comprehend. They're like, yo, y'all have been into some high-end places, and typically when I go travel, I don't eat KFC, McDonald's, bullshit like that.
Same here.
Show me the best place to eat in town.
Yeah.
Show me the place that I don't have in Charlotte. That's where I want to eat at.
Yeah.
Same here. I hate what I and his thing. My wife is a complete opposite. We go out to eat like, well, oh, it's a TGI Friday. I can eat TGI Fridays and somewhere else. What is exclusive to this city, this state that I can't get if I'm in Charlotte? That's the only place I want to eat. Even if we're at the beach.
If I go out of town, typically what I do is I'll go on TripAdvisor and I'll find what is the best rated restaurant here in this city. And then I go to the ones that are reasonable. Like, I'm not going to go to your 5-star restaurant, but I'll go to your family style restaurant that's highly rated because I want to see what's good. Yeah, well, I want to see what the locals eat. That's the good one. If when you start going, you're like, oh, this is a good local spot. Boom. I know in Wilmington, they got the South College Deli. That place is amazing. It's the in Wilmington, they got like the Copper Penny. That was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I waited like an hour to go there. And I was like, yo, I want what Guy Fieri had. What did he eat?
Because when the chef made it for him, that shit looked amazing.
You looked amazing. Yeah. I want all of that. So yeah, man, I'm big on not doing something I can't do anywhere else. Typically, the only time I will go when I go out of town and I'll just eat somewhere is that first day when you first get in and you're like, yo, I ain't trying.
I'm tired.
I don't want to think. I just want to get something to eat. You know, I'm going to go somewhere I know. But after that, we eat something different. We're doing something different.
Because I remember we went to Hilton Head, in South Carolina. And so, you know, we took the kids, went to the beach, all that kind of stuff. Cool time. Well, it came time to eat. I was like, yo, I'm looking for stuff. And I see like, oh, yo, there's a pizza place here. Name I ain't never heard of. I can't even remember the name of the pizza place, but it was just a random ass pizza place. I was like, yo, let's go eat there. And that was my first experience at a pizza place where they actually cook your pizza, make it fresh, and cook it for you in one of those wood fire ovens. In front of you, not like bricks where they, you know, they might be cooking it back there and something. But no, these people. So basically what you did is, the man, this little young high school kid was tossing the dough. So he up there, he working the dough, he tossing it. You say, all right, this is what I want. You get, you know, fresh onions, fresh this, fresh that, pepperoni, whatever on the pizza. That what you want? Yeah. And then the man, he takes it with the, you know, the big wooden spatula. He slices it into the oven. And, you know, it's not no Pizza Hut joint that just pushes it through on a little metal grates. Mm. No, he has to go in there and he has to manually slide it and spin it and make sure you don't burn your shit. Mm-hmm. And then he slides it off into the little box and he hands it to you. Bruh. That's what I wanted.
See now, I gotta go get a slice. I'm like,
I'm gonna tell you, we went to New York. I remember, I know quite a few New Yorkers, and one thing New Yorkers are anal about is their goddamn pizza. A real anal pizza. And I remember thinking, like, bitch, your pizza ain't. It's just dough, tomato sauce, pepperonis, and mozzarella cheese. Like,
chill out,
chill out, like pump your brakes. And then I went there, and I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what they're doing to this pizza, but this is superior. This is amazing. I went to this place. We went to One World. Is it One World? The new building. The new building that was built near
One Center Plaza.
One Center Plaza. It's like, yeah, it's like something like that. Anyway, we went there, did the touristy thing. Saw all the whole city from up near the top. And after, we were like, yo, we hungry. What can we find nearby? Once again, TripAdvisor. I was like, yo, let me find me a pizza place. And we walked a couple blocks. It wasn't even highly rated. It was just what was close. That pizza was amazing. I was like, yo, this is the best pizza I've ever had. Like, I can't go back to Charlotte with this knowledge. Like, I've learned.
Exactly. Like, Dama, what? Pizza, what? Hey, if it ain't no Giannos or it don't, like, hey, listen.
It's promised land. And now I can't go back. I can't come back to Domino's having known that their pizza out here like this.
Listen, man, they say it's I've heard somebody say it's just the water in New York and something. But whatever it is, whatever they're doing, they got that shit on lock. Because, man.
I love New York. I don't love it. I have a love hate with it. It's dope. It's one of the most interesting places. There's so much to do, but this place is fucking, it is fucking disgusting. Like, it is my level. I'm not even a germaphobe, but my level of uncomfort with things that, like, how many people have touched this handrail? And all of y'all just gonna sit your ass down on this table, on these seats, on this subway platform. down or nothing. Like, at 2 a.m, some homeless man pissed all over this. They let it dry. And it just, at 8, people just gonna get on it and go to work and just sit in that same spot. We're like, we're not gonna do nothing. Like, that just don't sit right with my world.
I can't. It's something about being a Southerner. Like, I'm sure I would love New York, but I would be like, you know, I need to get out to some open space.
No,
I need to go somewhere that's off of interstate, down the road, and then, you know, you go to somebody's house that's got like an unreal amount of just space to just sit back and go, like, oh, thank God.
When we decided we were gonna go, my wife, I was looking at hotels, and one, hotels were stupid expensive. Like, the freaking Motel 8 was like $250-$300 a night. And I'm like, nope, not gonna do this. So I was like, yo, auntie, hey, we come stay with you. Now, my aunt's place is a studio. It's a studio apartment, and it's not cheap. Like, I couldn't afford it. I can't afford it. I couldn't afford it. And I'm like, yo, this is rough. Like, this is how New Yorkers, this is how y'all live. This is rough. Now, granted, place is super nice. It used to be a government facility, and the walls are super thick, so you can't hear your neighbors because the walls are soundproof, because it used to be a government building. Like, it was kind of FBI some shit. So I'm like, yo, this is dope, but I mean, for what you're paying in Charlotte, you can live like a champ. You can live on acres. You can live eat up. You know?
Shit. Imagine living in like in Frisco or in the Oakland area. The money, yeah. the money my best friend said he paid for a crib. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, it's in them nice houses. Like, but what you got to pay?
Well, that's when I knew Kev on stage had made it. Because, you know, all of us, everybody black a fan of Kev on stage a little bit. You see the skits. He's funny. He's adorable. He got a little clean Christian comedy. I love what you do. I love what you're doing. You keep doing it. I knew he had made it when he started doing skits at his house. And his house is like, bitch.
Don't try to sell me no struggle, motherfucker. What are you trying to make sound like, oh, man, we just got this going on and I'm just trying. No, you ain't trying. You doing. I seen you the crib.
Made it. I seen the crib.
You four generations removed from struggle, buddy. Get the fuck out of here.
You way ahead of the game. And he pays well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He, like, people who work with him and worked around him were always like, yo, if he had to go into his own pocket, he paid you, and he paid you well, according to what everybody else was paying.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I always thought that was dope about him. Just like, hey, he's like, hey, man.
And he hangs around a crew. He has a crew of people, like, because, you know, of course, if you follow Tony Baker, you know, Tony Baker, that's his dude. You people from All Deaf Digital, like Doughboy. Him and Doughboy fell out, but like him and Teddy Ray, all these guys that you see, or like, what's the dude, St. Cloud or Tahir? Patrick St. Cloud. All these dudes are from All Deaf Digital, and he kicked them cats around, so you see them in skits. And so he got a crew of people that he know they always going to be working. They always going to look out, and he look out for them. You gotta be give big ups to it. I really, really appreciate it. That said, I saw the Toyota, and I see the Maserati. Don't get humble. Don't try to play humble with me.
Exactly. Like, oh, well, you know, God bless, brother. I'm just trying to, you know, do what I can. You know, just trying to, you know, all of a sudden his voice get all like, oh, you know, brother, I thank you, but I honestly don't like the attention. You know, I just try to do best by people. Hey, brother, I seen you crib. Stop.
The crib. As he's like,
you know, just came on stage and look like, yeah, I was struggling. I did not see struggle in your children's eyes.
There's no struggle.
No. I don't see them like, oh, dad, please, we almost.
Yeah, there's no bologna sandwiches in this lifestyle that you're living right here in LA, in this big ass house that with a view. Like, you can stop
with the view.
You can stop with that.
Yeah. Anyway. Thank you. I appreciate you trying, but no, we didn't.
Nah, it ain't gonna work, buddy.
Nah, not no more. It's over. Anyway, have you guys ever been to Las Vegas? You ever been to Las Vegas?
Yes.
You ever been to the Pepper Mill in Las Vegas?
No. I've been to Hard Rock and another one. I forget the name of it.
I went for work, so.
When I was in Las Vegas, we went to Las Vegas, me and wifey. One, we like the most boring motherfuckers for Las Vegas. Like, Las Vegas was not built for the vices that we have.
Oh, yeah. It was like, and I went Las for Vegas, work, so if I just went.
Yeah. See, you go to work, let's see. Depending on who the people you're around, you got to tone that shit down. You can't let the Caucasoids see you getting shit faced. They look at you.
And trust me, and they do. I was like, yo.
They be throwing them back, be drunk as a motherfucker. Like, Mike, you're not going to drink? No, you can't ever see me not put together.
Exactly, because my drunk and your drunk, you know, you can fuck around, not come to work tomorrow. They going to be looking at me like I fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't show up, I'm fucking fired. If you don't show up,
Dave, he's so funny with his drunk ass.
Jesse, I guess he had too much last night. Okay, nah. Moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
Yo, there was my wife, she used to travel a lot for work, and they used to go to conferences in these places. And she used to tell stories about how, you know, the white people would use their money just to basically drinks. Get shit faced.
Drinks.
Like, you know, and especially when they went out with the sales team, because, you know, the sales team, they have a company credit card.
Right. They're going to treat you right. You know, the sales team don't look at it.
And so she was talking about how, like, these motherfuckers was in this bitch slurring their words. And she, like, yo, I don't know what they had drank. I don't know what they had did. crazy.
A Long Island iced tea with that top shelf shit. two or three of them, you be on the slide. You be downhill cascading.
And what got me was when I and then the one we went to, well, it was just, well, the one, but I got invited to dinner by some of the developers, and you know, they like whatever you want.
Yeah.
I mean, you want some drink? You got dinner? You good? Whatever you want. Like, it only happened that one night, because I think when they come around the second round, it's like, hey, remember we talked about it at dinner? they schmoozing at that point. You know what I'm saying? But it was beautiful. It was one of those things like you see, like, this is how business gets done.
Yes.
This is how this shit really works. As a matter of fact, we need to do a whole cast on just like, now that you've been in corporate America, how is it different from the shit you learned in college? Like, you motherfuckers did not tell me if I come with liquor money, I can take over the world.
You didn't tell me that if I learn how to play golf, that's where most of the fucking deals are made. I should have been, I'm out here shooting hoops. I should have been learning how to play fucking golf. That's where they're doing all the business deals.
Or at least invest in a high-scale restaurant, because dinner, you can mess around, you know, make a $1 million deal at dinner.
Or they these damn things are a la carte. And they, if I go to dinner, when they order the sides is for the whole goddamn table. And they're not ordering just for me. Like, these are the things, don't nobody tell you till you get these. That, you know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Buttoned up and polished, and they like,
yeah, calm down, cuz. We chilling.
Yeah, we chilling right now. But so, keep your black guard up.
Yeah. Of course, that's the thing. You can chill out, but you can't be too... Can't be to yourself.
You can't do like they do. Put it like that. Can't do like they do. You
can't never do like they do. Mm-hmm. Like, you could be, but at the end of the day, you got to be like them. You got to be like them. You can't be like you. You can't never be
basically,
like
them. Basically, y'all not going to the fried chicken place.
No.
And then you definitely don't want to be that guy anyway. Like, hey, I want to go to the same shit y'all eat. Don't.
Yeah,
don't we ain't got to all of a sudden go to the soul food restaurant because the black guys are around.
I don't want them to see how I reside anyway. Like, I don't want you to see how I live. Not that I'm living bad, but like, if you like see my life, I feel like you're gonna judge me differently. Like, might this what you listen to? Hold on, ho.
that playlist is tried and true when I'm fucking with y'all. So
Exactly. Just because I'm a dope boy in my own mind, don't be judging me.
Listen, these are the only guns I'm shooting right now. Right. Exactly. This is the only thing I'm shooting.
Jumping off the roof.
Yeah, I only make the sounds. That's it. That's as far as I know.
Only gun. But no, so we was in Vegas. We don't have no vices. So we had to just wing it. Like, yo, what are we gonna do? We're gonna find a place to eat. So we walked to the fucking Peppermill from the MGM suite of hotels. And it was like 2 miles. We're like, how far is that? Two miles. That's not bad. Nigga. 2 miles in the Las Vegas heat.
Hey, look, I was not outside during the day. We was in the conference all day, so the sun was going down. We was good. But that, hey, listen, man.
I thought I was gonna die. We made it though. And honestly, the Peppermill is a 24-hour restaurant. It's kind of like if the Waffle House was upscale, or the Waffle House was like, yo, the food was primo. And nothing against the Waffle House. Waffle House food is great.
Oh, yeah, it's phenomenal.
Peppermill food, to this day, me and my wife be like, you know what? I go to Las Vegas just for that restaurant. That's how good the food is. Like, I'm not bullshitting. And it's 24 hours, and they have celebrities come in here. And they got a whole wall for, like, Jerry Seinfelds and you know, Kid Rock and all these celebrities and Wayne Newton. And it's just like, yo, this place don't seem like it should be dope, but it's amazing. It's like neon signs on the wall, and it's got like, it just looked like it's going to be raggedy. And you go in there, and it's like all this history, and the food is amazing. It's the shit.
That's what they always say about Vegas. I did not have a bad meal the entire time.
You can't.
Whether if it was just in the hotel or it was just some spot that it was recommended, but man, everything was like
the same way with New Orleans. New Orleans is almost impossible to have a bad meal in New Orleans. Matter of fact, if you have a bad meal in New Orleans, that's on you. That's your goddamn fault.
You didn't like good food. That's what
you didn't like good food, or you went to some raggedy ass spot on fucking Bourbon Street, one of them ratty ass that's most, that's like 90% bar, that's some, that's half
sell food. Some food snuck in.
Yeah, there's some food snuck in. That's on you. Also, I had no idea that New Orleans had an enormous rat problem. Like, I mean, them things.
It's closely out to the water? Them neutral rats? Hey, could I note to self. Note to the everybody listening. I actually went to school. I went to Dillard University for 2 years. And when I tell you it was, New Orleans is the South, but it's all, it's like South on that next level. Just Louisiana kind of, it spurns off into its own Southern thing. But yeah, because the way that New Orleans is made on a map, it is literally in the bottom of a bowl.
Right.
So all of that water around, and you got all of these swamps and shit, bruh. There's some cat-sized rats out there.
Them things, not only are they enormous, but they in everything. Like, the, all the buildings are old. The rats are just used to this life. They big, they fat, they off the water. And I had no idea. I found out. I had gone, left, and then saw a video about of the rats in this pizza place off Bourbon Street. And I'm like, oh, that's nasty. They like everywhere eating. They had one eye piece of pizza in his mouth, and he was just crawling. He about the size of a puppy. And I'm like, nigga. But like I said, I didn't have a bad meal the entire time I was there. Like, if they were cooking up rat, them niggas know how to fly and bait the shit out of that thing. Like, I can't.
Yeah, hey, they put him on the grill just right.
Mm-hmm.
A little sear. Put him on top of the rice. I gotta get to him.
And them damn. Them beignets, we would get them things every single day. We would walk down there to the Cafe Du Monde and go get beignets every fucking day because they was like that good. Like, I can't, once again, they ruined me. I can't get beignets from nowhere else because I taste them like, bitch, what is this? This ain't New Orleans. What is this? This y'all ain't living right.
say, Leon, what's this here? What's this here?
Look, I feel the same way about lobster. Like, I only eat lobster if I am on the water. And I'm most likely in the Northeast. Don't try to take me down to Myrtle Beach and get me no lobster. No, thank you. Again, if I'm in Boston, I'm getting a lobster. Quebec City, I'm getting a lobster. Toronto, I'm getting a lobster.
Yeah.
Down south, I ain't getting no lobster. I ain't touching it.
I'll make it for myself because I recently learned how to actually make lobster. I'll make it for me, but to your point, like if I'm at a restaurant, they're like, "Oh, you can get the lobster extra." No,
I mean,
a restaurant did me dirty. I'm talking. They were like, "Oh, we got these lobster. They just got brought in from wherever." Man, them joints was like this big. I was like, "You sons of bitches!" I could have bought that shit from Sam's and cooked it myself for this shit. But yeah, man, if the best lobster roll I ever had, California, right on the water.
I could count on my hands how many times I had a lobster tail. Like, I bought a lobster tail maybe 3 or 4 times in my entire life. Like, it hasn't been that many times. And I remember when I got one, and the moment I realized that I wasn't about this life, this lobster tail life, is when I flipped his ass over. And he looked like a goddamn cockroach on the bottom. I was like, nigga, this is it for me. It's ruined. Like, this meat is delicious. But visually, in my mind, I just ate a damn cockroach. I can't do it. My mind just won't let it go.
And that, my friend, is the best lobster you can have because it was a whole lobster.
Oh,
and they fixed it good. Oh, man.
And did you know there's still meat in the legs? Like, restaurants cook them, they literally, like, take a rolling pin and squeezed a little bit of meat out of the leg. I was like, well, I'll be damned.
The knuckles got meat. The legs got meat. You can crack the tail, twist that bitch off. Man.
Let me tell you something else. They ruined food for me. Soft shell crabs.
People eat a soft shell crab
sandwich. Like, they had a sandwich. The legs of the crab are sticking out of the sandwich and they just bite right into it. No, I can't live like this. What is happening in your life where you can just eat the whole crab with the legs hanging out of the sandwich?
Yeah, I can't eat nothing where you're going to tell me that his stomach contents are still in there. I can't do that.
There's, yeah, because people like, oh, we having blue crab, and if I need to watch a video before I eat it,
yeah, I'm good.
I'm a pass.
I'm a pass. I'm a pass. I mean, maybe I didn't ascend it, and I'm bougie now. I don't eat crab, yeah, and weird shit no more. No more chitlins. No more chitlins.
I had to quit on it. Well, you know, I'm pretty much pescatarian now anyway, but I'm still Mr. Hey, I give it a shot. Well, my stomach can handle it.
I'll try anything once, like, unless it looked like what it is. Like, I've had chicken hearts and, you know, alligator. Ooh. And all kind of chicken hearts are actually not bad. They're real irony. You have to cook them a certain way. If you fry them up, you can make them taste like chicken nuggets, and they're really good. But if you give them to them, like, you cook them any other method, they end up tasting like liver, and it's not real appetizing.
You had escargot?
I ain't about that life. This is one of the things. Well, I know
I've never
is.
Had a chance to try it, so it's like
that's true.
Anytime I have the option to eat escargot, I'll eat it because it's just such an experience. But it's not something that, like, I'm gonna eat on a regular basis.
Yeah, like, I'm still struggling with calamari. Like, I have never eaten calamari. It looked exactly like what it was. Like, that's what I was struggling. It still looked like somebody's hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like that.
No, man, they must have fixed it wrong, because usually mine, they chop it up into smaller bits. I don't know.
Calamari be like the shit. I don't like that. Calamari be like the first. I'm like, hey, because I think that was the first thing I tried with somebody. Like, just try it, shit. And I was like, oh, that ain't bad. Same thing with sushi. Sushi, you couldn't tell me sushi was good, but then I was like, did you eat it? Man, I am a, listen, I didn't got bougie on the sushi. Like,
let me get that California roll.
Sushi's not bad. It's not bad. No. I wouldn't want to eat it as my main dish. But the times that I've eaten it, like, as an appetizer or, you know, in preparation for something else, I'm like, I'm not bad. It's not bad. I can see how you could be like, okay, maybe.
And here's the thing, it's got to the point where the raw or the better. Because people are like, oh, only if it's fried. I'm like, no. I want that little strip of salmon on the middle with the tuna in the middle. You know, a couple veggies, the little smoked, little smelt or whatever the hell they call it. Boom.
Oh, you know, cowfish got a burgushi, which is like a hamburger in a sushi roll. It's like a cheese. And when I tell you, the first time I had it, I was like, yo, this is fire. This is fire. Like, I don't know who came up with this idea, but this is absolute genius. It's sad that only place you can ever get it is cowfish, and it's almost impossible to get in the cowfish and get it. But I was, when the times that I've had it, the couple times that I've had it, I was like,
oh yeah, cowfish is, I mean, as much as, you know, I've had sushi everywhere,
I don't think they're as popular as they used to be after they had that whole, they had salmonella. That salmonella joint. Like, but then again, like, COVID happened, and then it's been weird.
Shit. Listen, even after that second time they had the outbreak, like a month later, it was still people outside Saturday night, all of them outdoor spots still full. Well, of course, before COVID, but it's like after that, like after that second salmonella case, there was people always there. I never walked there like, damn, it ain't nobody in this bitch.
See, COVID had ruined me. Like, if I see you, like, I can see people on, like, old TV shows sitting in a restaurant. Like, damn, y'all just gonna sit real close like that? Like, you can be all.
Yeah, like, you forget, like, you know, it's a TV, right?
Yeah, I know. You be watching. Now you be watching the show and you be trying to figure out, okay, did they take this pre or post COVID? Because, like, you know, it's the people a lot of close together and all this kind of stuff, you know. Did they have masks before they went on camera?
I'm watching Living Single. They were taking a picture at the end of the show. Remember, it was the episode where Arsenio was on it. And everybody took a picture together with Arsenio. I was like, oh, y'all just going to be all close together in each other's faces? Oh, man, y'all definitely got the flu or something. I guess we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. I'm going to wrap this up before my wife starts knocking into the goddamn door again.
It's like, hey, player. Matter of fact, let me get on my little back on my yard work. You're a parent and a dad where you start to be like, yeah, they came by and cut this tree down. They had died. But I told them to make sure they keep part of it. So I still, you know, I got some firewood in the back. I told him I kept one of the stumps. So when I do actually chop wood, even though I don't have to fucking do that, it's like one of those things like, yeah, I'm keeping that.
I knew that I was a dad when my son, he has these little hanging things off his jumper. And he ripped them off. It's little parrots. They're little parrots. Like, it's a parrot and one of those like safari frogs that are like bright colored, the ones that are poisonous. Anyway, he just rips them off. Boop. Like, boy, don't do that. I try to take it from him. Falls out. Bow. You know what, nigga? Here, take it. He been holding on to this thing. To this damn parrot for the rest of the day like this. Like, this is my parrot. This is my goddamn parrot. And you take it from he fall out. Like, you know what? If you like it, I love it. I'm not going to fight.
I'm not going to hate.
Yeah, you know what? It ain't even worth it. You like, you know what? I ain't got time for that.
I got bigger fish to fry, bro. I got bigger fish to fry.
Like, I made an attempt. You fell out. It's yours now. It's your toy. You can tear it up as you see fit. Anyway, we're gonna go ahead and get the hell up out of here. We done ran on for an hour and 22 minutes about absolutely nothing.
But it's good shit though. Good stuff though.
Yeah, it is good stuff. It's good. As a matter of fact, a lot of people said they liked the Capitol Riots episode. They was dying at. I think Ryan had a joke about Lowe's getting the windows from Lowe's.
Like your bus, you thought it was some quadruple thick ass. Then all of a sudden, somebody threw a rock. Like that was it.
That was it. Yeah. We sitting here thinking that like, yo, it's about to go down. They about to pull up some NASA type defenses. Mm-hmm. And they throw a stick through the window.
Yeah. God, and just like, wow, that was it. And they also liked, I think Graham told a joke about I see more security at the club. I think
that's true though. Like that was all fact though. Like, you know, I just like seen yo. Yeah, I just see people get thrown out the club. Like it was a four like Osama bin Laden was in that dude just got folded.
Like, yeah, like he didn't touch this girl booty, and next thing you know, it's about 10 dudes that just yanked him straight up and out the door.
Yeah, he got thrown out like dude from Fresh Prince. Anyway, all right, so we'll go ahead and get up out of here, man. I'm trying to chop this up into a couple, hopefully, I can get two episodes out of it because it's kind of long. And anyway, yeah, tell the people peace, man.
Deuces.
All right, y'all. Peace. All right, peace.